Akira Tesayin. Hinatazayin Zachara Shahsatar Bifnim refers to one very specific incident that took place at the time of the Khorbin. Titus is the Tsar, is the enemy, and he went into the Kaidish HaKadoshim, Shalat Kharbay Uba Lifnai Vilifnim, drew a sword, Nachlasenu Biyais Kitime Lechem HaPadim. Klal Yisrael, Nachlasenu were stunned as he was metame the lechem upon him, v'gideh pareiches balash teipadim, and he pierced the pareiches, which was decorated from both sides. The fact that Titus went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and thrust his sword through the pareiches does not seem to be a major consequence in the bigger picture of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, the Kina goes on to talk about the death, the many deaths of young people in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if we understand that the idea of Tisha B'Av is an idea of Shavas, of a change of reality, of a new reality, of a total change in the way things exist, then we could understand for a moment, glimpse, the Jew who's looking as Titus walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the place where during the Bayis Sheni, if a Kohen Gadol went in and was not worthy, he would die. In the last 100 years of the Bayis Sheni, before a Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they tied a rope to his ankle so that if he died there, they could pull him out. The fact that they still went in is a matter of wonder to many people. It shows you what Gaiva will do. But the Kodesh HaKadoshim was that place. It was that place of the ultimate Gilui Shchina. And therefore, if you talk about a change in the world order, a change in the way things exist, and you talk about Shabbos, then we understand that this kapitel, this kina, begins with this idea of Titus thrusting his sword into the pareiches and blood coming out. And one scene, I don't remember the marker, that we read on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol would spray of the dam Achas L'mayla V'Sheva L'mata, he would spray the dam onto the pareiches, and the Gemara says that the stains of the pareiches, the blood stains that were on the pareiches, miraculously disappeared, and that dam kapara was swallowed up by the pareiches. It was swallowed up in the pareiches. And it was there for 420 years in the Bayis Sheni. And when Titus stuck his sword and pierced the pareiches, all that dam kapara came flowing out of the pareiches, as if to say that this, the makor of your kapara, the makor of your kapara is now being destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash, the place that helped Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael failed to appreciate. So this kapitel talks about Zechara Shehasatzar Bifnim, that, again, I point out the change in the world order of the way things would be. The last part of Tezayin, it's in one kina, I'm not sure the reason, but at the end it talks about the Yeladim, Hashem Be'em Kol Mum, the boatloads of Yeladim, which we read about in Mesechtas Gittin, that were taken by our enemies to be brought down to use for Averis in the lands of Edom, and they jumped overboard rather than to be taken, as was the plan of our enemies. And the last 1, 2, 3 paragraphs talks about the death of these Yeladim. Yeladim Hashem Be'em Kol Mum Misham LaHafnois. Yeladim that had no mum, they were removed from Yerushalayim. Lama rot shugayim v'leishat al amincha penois. And we wonder, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow such a thing to happen? V'shulchan be'eretz us b'sholosh spinois. And these innocent children were taken in 3 boats, sent to Eretz Us, presumably to Edom. Hashiveinu shivu kubo b'nichve yam. We know, Chazal tell us, the Gemara says that before they jumped into the Yam, they were done If Tchias HaMeisim takes place in the oceans as well. And the Gogol Shebehem said that it does. And Hashivanu Shivu Kubo B'nichveyam. They were screaming to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Hashivenu, bring us back. Kibo B'nichveyam, as they sunk into the waves, the depths of the yam. V'shitvu Atzam Yachad Limpo B'yam. Being Mekayim their Shutvis, their agreement to jump into the sea. Sir V'shishpachas Shoyru Kal Yam. They sang Shiras V'shishpachas like at the Yamsuf, ki alacha hiragnu b'mitzulais yam. So that Tezayin is these two parts, the Titus actually coming into the Beis HaMikdash, and then the terrible tragedy of the three boatloads of Yeladim and their noble Besiras Nefesh, rather than to submit themselves to the Goyim that were kidnapping them. Kina Yud Zayin, which follows, picks up on the theme of children. It doesn't talk about the boatloads of children anymore. But Kina Yud Zayin is maybe the strongest language of complaint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Techal Nashim Piryam Oilele Tipuchim. If children could eat, if women could eat the flesh of their own children, Oilele Tipuchim. Tipuchim is that they measure their children Tefach Tefach. They had a chart on the wall as a child grows. They measured the child growing. They took pride in their children. And in Tevashlo Nashim Rachmani Yais Yiladim Amedudim Tfachim Tfachim. It talks about the horrors of the time of the Churban, the barbarism, the absolute cruelty of that time. In Tegayzna Pas Raisham V'sikshano L'susim Parchim, that the hair was torn, the payas were torn from their heads. And they were tied to running horses, dragged through streets, and tidbak l'shan yaynek l'chech b'tzimayin tzchichim, that the tongues of young children could be stuck to the palate because of the fact that they have nothing to drink. Were it not for the Holocaust, you would think that these are exaggerations, that such barbarism and cruelty couldn't exist. And all these things took place, during the Holocaust. And the language, especially when you talk about innocent children, it's a very powerful language of complaint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps that's why the end of Kinah Yud Zayin, unusual for the Kinis, has a Kadosh Baruch Hu answering himself. After the last Alolai Li, it's as if the Rabbeinu Shlomo Kaviyachu has to answer. It says, Mashekra Maidin. What happened to Klal Yisrael that they're complaining about here in the Kinah. And Vesa Sha'asu Lai Maidin. And that which Klal Yisrael did, they don't tell them. They complain about the death of children. And they don't talk about what Klal Yisrael did, the death of Kayin the Navi in the Beis HaMikdash. So that this capital picks up on the language of complaint to Kaviyachu. Kapitel Yudches, the third in this set that we're going to say together, is again Ata Amarta. It's a kapitel which you can understand, which contrasts the Ata Amarta v'lama. Hashem, you said, "Hey Teivetiv Imach and Efrina Nivamach." So we ask Lama Bnei Belial Chilu Shemach LeShavachta Aleim Zamach. It's a kapitel which continues on the theme of complaint, kaviyachol to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and then Yates is tzidduk hadin. Klai Yisrael responding, l'chai Hashem etzdaka v'lan u'bayishas haponim. So these four kapitloch, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Yates, are written in a language that we can understand. Again, Yudzayin refers to the Maisa Titus and the death of the Yeladim, followed by Yudzayin, Yudches, which are complaints, kaviyachol to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's followed by Yutes, which is basically a tzidduk hadin, accepting a tzidduk hadin on the tragedies that befell Klal Yisrael. Okay.